They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Shine Miller, S-H-E-I-N-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 02/15/1964. Date of appointment March 3rd, 2025. Requesting physician Akbar Hassam, AKBERHASSAM. Dear Dr. Hassam, I have the pleasure of seeing Shelly Miller today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as you know, she is 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. For the last 2 years, her gait is weird. She is off balance. Gradually, she becoming weak. Getting out of the bed is difficult. EMG done by Dr. Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O. She is getting tired. More weak in the morning. Celexa is helping her. Celexa is helping her spirit. She need help in the shower. Cannot sit on the toilet. Vision is okay. Little bit drooping of the face because of the history of Bell's palsy. No problem in swallowing or any shortness of breath. Gait is shuffling, walks fast. She fell one time, uses a walker, does not feel comfortable. She has to move. She has depression also when trying to clean the floor. She feel lightheaded. Both feet has numbness and tingling. Have pain also. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes type 2, anxiety and depression, unsteady gait, history of Bell's palsy, past surgical history, carpal tunnel syndrome, tummy tuck. LS spine and C spine surgery, breast biopsy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, citalopram 20 mg daily, lorazepam 1 mg daily, metformin, vitamin D, lisinopril, amlodipine, rizovastatin, omeprazole, celecoxib, magnesium, Zyrtec, ibuprofen. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is married, live with the husband, have 4 children, family history, mother alive with diabetes, father deceased, does not know about him. 2 sisters, both deceased, 1 with colon cancer, 1 with throat cancer, 1 brother alive with heart attack. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that She is having lightheadedness, confusion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next of all, there is no carotid pruritus, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drip, rigidity present, action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Parkinson's disease. Number two, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. She does not have all the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, but most of her symptoms are suggestive of Parkinson's disease. At this time, I would like to start Sinem at 10 over 101 PO 3 times daily. I advised her keep on using walker. Her MRI of the brain is negative. I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, bending capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, AN, neuromyotide factor, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.